Kaya Biz.
It's 6:45 and you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, joining us now to give us some perspective on QR codes. Remember QR codes? They've often been seen as a very easy way to accept data, make your way down to links. And in the world that we live in right now, we've actually found that many restaurants also use this as a form of sharing their menus with many of their patrons. But how often do you go into public spaces, scan a quick QR code to get information, to download the menu, or whatever it is that you need to do? But have you considered some of the security concerns that you need to be mindful of? Well, to help us discuss this further, we join on the line by Simeon Tasev. He's the MD and QSA at Galax to give us some insight into security risks that come with using QR codes. Simeon, thank you so much for joining us this evening and making time.
Thank you, Google. And hi to all the listeners.
Fantastic. I think let's start with first things first, a clear understanding of QR codes. Many of us just take it for granted that, I just want to join the company Wi-Fi, so I'll scan the QR code. But help us understand, I guess, how the system works before we understand how there could be gremlins or leakages in the system that could lead to some kind of security threats.
So I think what we need to understand first is that the QR codes is nothing new. Those are essentially, they were invented many decades ago, and companies used to use it, especially in various industries, to tag various items and being able to scan it and inventory it, etc. Smartphones. The best thing that happened is that all the phones essentially can natively now read those codes. And that is obviously good and bad. A lot of companies or a lot of people saw that as an opportunity to market their products and to use those for various legitimate reasons, including, I mean, you mentioned restaurants and Wi-Fi access, but one of the latest one is all the COVID certificates. Essentially, there's a QR code on the COVID certificate. So if you travel overseas, they scan that QR code. So there's definitely many, many legitimate reasons why one could use a code and various other applications of that. The challenge, obviously, is that when things are simple to use and when things are easy and
Seems like we're losing you there slightly. Sorry, Simeon. So we do want you just perhaps maybe just to make sure that you're able to move around, get the line secure, and maybe we can pick up from where we are. You mentioned that when we're using QR codes, there's a certain purpose for them.
Apologies for that. Obviously, I can't do much about that. What I was saying is when we use the QR codes, they are convenient to use, and everybody is happy to use those. However, that opens opportunities for malicious individuals to abuse that. And we wanted to talk about how secure are the codes and what potential security risks are they?
Yep. And let's perhaps delve into that, because for many of us, we just think, well, my phone is an item that I'm quite comfortable with. I think I've got the right security features. But what are the risks involved from a security point of view by scanning or using a QR code?
So in terms of the technology itself, QR codes are secure, and the various QR code readers and generators, there's no problem there. What, however, happens is when you scan a code, essentially you can execute or you can open a link or you can execute a program. And this is where obviously there's the risk of infecting your device, whatever device you're using, and also links and then putting information on different websites, which obviously could result in essentially somebody stealing your information.
So that could be my name, my surname, and the email address maybe that I punch in, and maybe even a contact number, right?
Well, contact number, and even in some instances, making payments. So you may even put your credit card details.
Yeah. So, you're right.
So we've got to be careful with that.
Let's expand on that a little further. As you say, it's some of the personal information and additional access to content that might be available on your cell phone.
So again, what typically happens is you see a QR code and then you go and scan it, and then in most instances, the new phones, the new generation phones, will show you the information that is essentially sits behind the code. And that's a website for you will.
Ooh, we'll tell you what. Simeon, apologies about that. Of course, nothing that you can manage, but the network does appear to be a bit wonky. We will try to reestablish it and call you back to get some feedback. But for the moment, helping us get some understanding on the security risks associated with QR codes. I know myself, I've scanned a number of QR codes, maybe not necessarily for payment, but certainly to ensure that I'm able to access some kind of data and information. And again, just being mindful of some of the security risks that are involved here with the use and the types of technology that we tend to transact with. We are well aware that we live in a digital world, and if anything, it has made our lives easier. So how do we go about this in making sure that we can use it effectively while still making sure that we're able to prioritize our safety? Well, we will continue the conversation with Simon Tassev. He's the MD and QSA at Galax, giving us some insight into some of the concerns regarding how we can, I guess, protect critical information and keep it encrypted when we do make use of QR codes, especially once they've opened a web page with your information. You could already be compromised. Simon, great to have you with us on the line. I'm hoping that the network will hold up. I understand that you can only do so much. So all understood that it just might be some gremlins in the system or maybe just bad network coverage from where we are. But I'm hoping that we can pick up on some of the guidelines that you could share on how to make sure that we're able to protect our information even when we have to make use of QR codes to access data, websites, and other payments of processes of payment, perhaps.
Sure. So I think, again, apologies for the signal. Again, there's nothing much you can do about that. I think to try to get straight to the point, there's two types of preventative measures that people can put in place. One is obviously having the latest version of whatever application or operating system you're using on your device. Mm-hmm. And there's always benefits of, you know, being up to date and from a security perspective. Then with that in mind, there are some of those do come with their own security controls. But if not, having some form of a, we call it endpoint protection, or what used to be referred to many years ago as antivirus programs on your device. Essentially, this is basic protection in the event of something trying to compromise your device, your phone or your tablet or, you know, whatever computer that you're trying to access the QR code from. So that's preventative from a device perspective. However, what we're trying to do is build some awareness for people that they mustn't just go and scan QR codes for the fun of it. Unfortunately, a lot of kids do that, so we can't really stop them of doing that. Mm. But we need to try and stick to some basic awareness rules. And those are the likes of, first of all, try not to install additional programs on your device for QR code scanning. Your native devices.
Help us unpack that. Are there, I guess, an additional app that helps with QR codes scanning?
Yes.
Rather stay away from those and just use your operating system on your cell phone as is.
Correct. There are plenty of third-party QR code scanners, mm-hmm. apps that you can download. Unfortunately, the intention is not to name any, but the point is because, there are third-party apps, the security controls there are obviously not as strong as, you know, the operating system, for example, Apple iOS or yes. Android or, you know, any of those big OS devices or OSs for the devices. So that's the first very basic awareness. And then, again, from there, if you see that you don't recognize the link and you're not sure, you know, what you're pressing on, well, maybe you should try and find an alternative link. Obviously, there are scenarios where you can't do that, but at least try and question. Don't just take it for granted. Don't just accept it as, it's safe, it's QR code, I'll just click on it. We already have developed, a fair awareness in terms of email and clicking on links on email. So So the same principle applies when using QR codes. That's basically my quick and best advice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're grateful for it because you're quite right. Look for the alternative if you can. And I guess question what the link is for and where it will take you and the kind of information and data that actually might be required. And that does speak to us perhaps being a lot more aware and also instilling some of these principles in young children. And I guess then the worst case scenario might happen where maybe we've clicked on links that we shouldn't have. Information has been compromised and QR codes have not been evaluated sufficiently. Should one's information be compromised, what do we do then?
So obviously it depends on information. I mean, if sensitive information is compromised, such as your credit card or ID number, well, you can't change your ID number, but you can certainly consider changing your credit card. Because of that, typically, you know, we recommend when paying online trying to use virtual credit cards and not physical credit cards. So that way, at least it's easy to just go and, you know, replace the card without, you know, costing anything and without having the hassle of, you know, dealing with banks and going to the bank, etc. But at the end of the day, you know, unfortunately, you know, you just have to be prepared that, you know, if your information gets compromised, unfortunately, you can't do much about that. It's already, if it's out there, it's too late. There's nothing you can do at that point in time. So that's why you can't go and retrieve your information.
Mm. And that's the scary part, right? Because it's compromised and it opens up a lot more concerns about, I guess, payments being made without your approval, your identity being stolen. And then I guess that's where then you need to try to report certain concerns then to your bank, I'm assuming, or other institution to try to limit the damage, if any, might occur.
Absolutely. Again, from a banking perspective, that's easier to handle, not pleasant, but easier. But the being really so much good. Obviously, you have to be cognizant of the fact that people can use it and abuse it. But at this point in time, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing that you can do. Other information that's compromised, for example, a username and login to the website, etc.
Yeah. Simeon, I'll tell you what, we'll have to wrap it there because the network's also not being favorable at the moment, but we are able to hear a very brief insight into what you're sharing. And that's, of course, making sure that if your information has been breached, trying to report where you can, but protecting it to avoid any compromise of information that might occur beforehand. Really appreciate the details that you've been able to share with us. Send some shivers down my spine, especially when I think of the number of QR codes I've scanned. But as you say, really calls for us to be a lot more vigilant and a lot more clear in the kind of information that we're actually sharing on the various links that we're interacting with. Thank you so much for your time. Really value and appreciate the details that you've shared with us tonight. And we'll be taking notes, no doubt, in making sure that we spread the word to make sure that not only are we tech savvy, but also able to protect our information through the use of technology. That's Simeon Tasev. He's the MD and QSA at Galax, telling us more about the security risks that come with the use of QR codes. Be mindful, look for an alternative, and most importantly, just use the operating system on your phone. Don't try to open up a separate app that might actually store additional information about you and share that then with a third party. So if that's the one takeaway that you leave this conversation with, I hope it keeps some of your information just so much more safer.
Biz with Google at Umfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.